So we discussed yesterday the halachas with regards to hadas shoita. We learned the halacha that the intrinsic main component of hadas is that it needs to be, the three leaves coming out need to be on the same level, on the same height. If it's if two are on one level and the third one is higher, is slightly higher than the other one, that's called hadas shoita. We defined just exactly what the kosher hadas is, that if it's all within the same, then it would be okay, as the picture over here in the middle shows us. That we're going to continue now with the Ramah that teaches us the following. Top line of page 226. The apostle, we learned that if they are not, if there's one higher than the other, then it's considered hadas shoita. And the Ramah completes the sentence on the top of the page 226, and he says, the apostle afilu b'sha'as adchak. A hadas shoita is possible even under extreme circumstances, even if you've got nothing else. Shasat chak, meaning that even if there's nothing else available, if you've got only hadas shoita, that's the only thing you've got. The Ramah learns that hadas shoita is possible and you can't use it. Ve'ikaman do'oma b'gmora d'koshe. Now the Ramah says that may not be so straightforward that it's a problem. He says ve'ikaman do'oma b'gmora d'koshe. He says there is an opinion in the Ramah that holds the hadas shoita is actually okay. Valkain, therefore, noyagin ve'elu amedinos, the custom is in certain countries, lechatchila, even lechatchila, Lot says, ve'elu hadasim, to take those hadasim, to use those hadasim, hamuvoin, who are important, ve'ein shlosh alim begivon echot, and all three are not on the same height, they're not on the same level. So, since that there is an opinion, the Gemara that holds that hadas shoita is okay, so he says that there is countries who are lenient in that. V'yesh mishakasav, and others learn differently, and they say the following: the hadasim shalonu, our hadasim, eni kroim hadas shoita. They're not really considered the hadas shoita of the Gemara. Hoil v'em shnayim al gav shnayim. They are two. So two, and then two. That's not considered the hadas shoita, because ve'elim kadas shoita niska b'gemara. That's not the hadas shoita in the Gemara, because hadas shoita of the Gemara is 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. And the hadasim that are common in Krakow in the Ramah's days used to be 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, and therefore, though they're not on the same level, that's not really considered the hadas shoita, because that's not what the Gemara is talking about, and therefore there's room for leniency. So that's why the Thomas Adeshel and the Ma'arik, they are lenient with regards to hadasim who are 2, 2, 2, 2. That's what the Ramah paskin. So again, the Ramah says the opinion, there's one opinion that holds that hadas shoita is completely possible. You can't even make a brach on it. It's even b'shas adchak. The next opinion says that no, there is people who are lenient, and that's in the Gemara. There's amirim who are lenient. Therefore, you can't be lenient hadas shoita. And finally, the third opinion that the Ramah brings is the opinion that holds that hadas shoita is a problem, but the common ones that we've got nowadays are not considered hadas shoita because it's 2, 2, 2, 2 as opposed to 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, and therefore it's actually okay. Lemaisa, what do you think about nowadays, Rabbi Isaiah? Stepping a little bit away from the Ramah, what do you think about hadas shoita nowadays? How do you think if you've got an hadas that's got 2, 2 or hadas that's 2, 1, 2, 1, what would you say? Right. Right. Yeah, they are uncommon. They are more, it's true, they're not so common. So what would you say nowadays? Could you be lenient with the 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1? 2 and then higher 1, 2 and then 1, 2 and then 1. Do you think you could be lenient nowadays or not? Exactly. I fully agree with you. I fully agree with you, and I think that the most post-game will therefore be machmi on the words of the Ramah. Nowadays, although the Ramah has got some leniencies, as we just learned, nowadays it's hard to be lenient with an hadas shoita because there's such an abundance of hadasim available. Think about how many thousands and thousands and thousands of packets of hadasim are imported just to the UK. And therefore, you can't start telling me that it's rare, it's uncommon, therefore we have to squeeze some sort of leniency. It doesn't really, it's not justified and it's not appropriate because you've got nowadays such an abundance of hadasim. Again, I'm basing my statement on the fact that we learned yesterday. Now, if you look at the middle picture over there, we said this is kosher, this is not considered hadas shoita. So once you're going to be machshir this, and this is the main halacha, is that this is kosher, then you're going to find an abundance of hadassim which are kosher, which go within this category of hadassim. There's plenty of those around, and therefore it's hard to be more lenient than that. So if you find an hadassim in your packet that has two, and then a lot, quite substantially heightened, you've got that. It's the third one is higher than that, and then again, the next one again is two, and then the third one is quite a lot higher than that, quite a lot, say a millimeter or something like that. Then you're gonna, if the whole hadas is like that, or the majority of the hadas is like that, you give it back, and he says, "Excuse me, that's a hadas. Show it. Can I have another one?" And people should look. People should check. Definitely, yeah.
There was a period of time when they were sold hadasim already packed up with hesherim on and just loose like robbers. And in those days, I don't know if
right.
People do it like that.
Right. They're generally nowadays it doesn't really work.
Yeah. The majority were 2-1.
Really, really. I think nowadays the pre-packed ones are all basing themselves on this psak over here, as we said, the middle picture. And true that you'll still find a lot of them which are possible. You're right. There will be that as well. But you can still, there's still an abundance of kosher ones, without a doubt. Right. And we're going to define soon how much actually needs to be covered there. We're going to talk about that. But I want over here just mention something which is interesting in the Be'alach, which is actually an important rule, which is good to know with regards to all the halachas of Dalet Minim. We sometimes find a kula in Shas Hadchak. We're going to come across in Ilchus Esrei again the idea that if it's Shas Hadchak, very extreme circumstance, you can be lenient. We're going to find that. Under very extreme circumstances, you can be lenient. That's called Shas Hadchak. We're going to find that in Ilchus Esrei as well. My question to you is, how do you define Shas Hadchak? How many Esrogim, Lulovim, or how many sets do you need to have that it's considered Shas Hadchak? How do you define Shas Hadchak? You need to travel for an hour? How do you define Shas Hadchak? You can't be lenient. Let's say Adas Shoita, right? It's not a good example, but just for argument's sake. There's all of them Adas Shoita. How many do you need to... When would you be allowed to be lenient? If Shas Hadchak is matzi or something, if Shas Hadchak is something which allows you, how do you define Shas Hadchak?
Presumably there's no shaila that if you are not able to get kosher one... That whole day.
So the way you're defining Shas Hadchak is that if you're unable to otherwise fulfill the mitzvah.
Yeah,
that's a nice way of putting Shas Hadchak. What do you think? How would you define Shas Hadchak? Shas Hadchak. Very interesting. Very interesting. How do you define Shas Hadchak? Not much left, hardly anything. Yeah. Okay, so I found that the Bialoch over here speaks about it. It's slightly indirectly, but he does say over here, in the bottom of the Bialoch over here, he says the following words. He says that afilu ein ba'ir mehem rak echad. I'm absolutely in the middle of the Bialoch. I'm just taking a little bit out of context, but just to get this point over here. Three lines from the bottom, he says, afilu ein ba'ir if there's only one of those in the city, if there's one kosher set in the city, very good. That would be my next question. But he does say, let me just finish to be aloha, but also if you've got one other set, one good set in the city, you can't call it Shas Hadchak. Forget about any leniencies. Just get that set that is available in the city. And Shas Hadchak is if you'll have to travel to another city. That's what the Bialocha says. Now, I agree with you, the point that you're making.
If there's one in the whole city, there's 10,000 in the city.
Right. Arguably, what the Bialocha is talking about, you're quite right. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think that your point is a valid point, that if the Bialocha was talking about a city, he was probably not talking about anything remotely similar to London. And obviously, if you find one kosher set, if there's got to be one that kosher set is going to be in Edgware, and people, for example, they'll have to come in, then you can't call that one city. You probably can't call that one city. Probably the size of the cities that the Bialoch is talking about is undoubtedly smaller cities. Okay. So that just to define that Shas Hadchak is one... Okay, so just that the Bialoch says that Shas Hadchak is considered one in the city, it's not going to Shas Hadchak, but one has to define what exactly it is, and I agree with you for that. Okay, let's carry on with Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet says the following, Yotzu harbe bekan echod, we've learned this halacha, if you had many leaves coming out from one level, for noshum and they fell off. And let's say seven fell off. And you had seven leaves, seven hadassim stems. Is that the right word? It's coming out. And they all fell off. Only three remains. Three remains. Then it's going to be kosher. Even if the majority fell off, i.e., four fell off, three remains, it's still kosher. Since you had seven, so if you've got seven on the same level, four fall off, you got still three remains, it's still considered a kosher, because you've got three on that level. Three is always mehuda. Three, that's the essence of adas, is that three leaves coming out from one level. Pardon? Yeah, but we're going to get to that. That's going to be the next question. The question you're asking now is going to be the next Seif. It's going to be your question. The question that we're going to be discussing now is a very, very important and crucial question. Okay, so we've learned now that the hadas means that you have three leaves coming out. Okay, we understand that. And we learned that that's called, if you've got two and one, that's a problem. We learned that's called hadas shoyte. But the question now that you're asking, which we need to be clear on, is that how much of the hadas needs to be like that? You're going to have, most adasim don't grow so perfectly that all of them are from the first level all the way up to the top floor. They're not going to be completely on the same height. You're going to have some which are a little bit better. It's nature. So you're going to have some which are a little bit. So how much need to be, how much height, how many, can I say how many floors? Does that make sense? How many floors need to be mishulash, in a perfect way, i.e. in this middle picture way, that it's going to be a kosher. If you've got three levels like that, is that okay? Or do you need to have the whole hadas like that? Tefach is sufficient. Four tefachim? Ten and a half? One and a half tefach. Very good. So let's see this inside. Now these questions are actually big machloikas. They're big machloikas. And let's see what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here. So you fade the last few words of the page. Le mitzvah, ideally, be'inon, ideally, you're looking for the entire hadas from the top to bottom to be ovois, to be triple, to be like that. That's ideally. But the minimum amount is beruboy, that the majority is ovois, is on that level of mishulash. And he does say over here, this is even if it's not on top of the hadas. So give me the bottom of the hadas as well. So again, ideally, you need to have the whole hadas to have that, as we called it, the middle picture of it on the earlier page. Ideally, you want the whole hadas to be looking like this, like the picture on the earlier page. Ideally, you want the whole hadas to be like that. But the avad le'ikuv, you need to have, at the very least, the majority, the roiv of the hadas, to have that shir, to be like that. The majority needs to be like that. And if the rest is not considered hadas ovois, it's hadas shoyte. If it's a minority of the hadas, it's still kosher. Yeah.
We mentioned what the minimum shear of the whole
good
is yet, but if we could say three to tefachim, and you had a hadas which was six to tefachim,
very good.
Some of it was not good. Could you cut that off down to three?
Very good. Very good. We're going to get that. Bialoch speaks about that. Give me 1 minute, and we'll get to that. Just to get the shiurim, so hadas really needs to be what is really considered, what we need to have is three tefachim, which according to Reb Chaim No and Chaznish is either, you're looking for about 30 centimeters of hadas. You're looking about 30 centimeters of hadas, or if you go with Reb Chaim No, then you're talking about 24 centimeters, something like that. So that the whole hadas needs to have that shiur of either 30 centimeters according to the largest of Chaznish, which most people are makpid on, especially on the first day, or if you're looking for the smaller shear, it's 24 centimeters according to Reb Chaim No. That's the total shear of the three tefachim. Now, just going to your question, there is a bialoch over here that asks two questions. The bialoch first discusses what happens if you have a hadas which is larger than that, because how much is three tefachim? How much centimeters you'll be able to have the... how much can you show us, 30 centimeters? I'm quite wrong. Is this about... it's good? Really? I can't believe it. Okay, this is... I'm not moving. This is 30 centimeters, according to the expert. So, this is more? No? Ah, this is... This is 20? We've got an expert over here. Okay, fine. So what happens if you've got a hadas, which is like this, which is significantly longer than the three tefachim? What happens if you've got a hadas which is a lot longer than that? What happens then? You've got more than three tefachim. What happens then? Do you need to have still the roif? So what does that mean, the roif then? Because because the roif normally would mean, if 30 centimeters is the halter, you're looking about 15 centimeters. But now that this hadas is a lot bigger, say you've got 50 centimeters hadas, so do you need to have now at the very least 25 centimeters? Is that how it works or not? So the Bi'alocha comes to rescue here. What do you think? What would you have guessed? Yes. Majority of the cups. You're saying that OVS also should be there. Very interesting. That's an interesting comparison. What do you think, Abosai? Would you need 25 centimeters?
According to that, we'd have a 51, we'd have to have 25 centimeters.
Because you're going according to the cup? Yeah? Yeah? Is that what you're saying? Everybody agrees to that? Gideon? You could cut it in theory. You could. She's saying that since you could cut it.
There's a minimum that you need.
Right. By the way, just to get that the record straight, I see that the post-kilomaster said you shouldn't just have a minimum of 15, you should try to get 17 centimeters, just to get record straight. You should have topped up a little bit, 17 centimeters. Okay, but just to that question of roif, does it mean roif of the actual hadas or roif shear? So the Bi'alocha comes to rescue over here, and he says the following. I'm turning the page into page 228. Now I'm going to the Bi'alocha. It's a long Bi'alocha. I'm not reading the whole Bi'alocha. I just want to go. it's on page 228 on the Bi'alocha on the right hand side. Can you see where it says number 43, for instance, or page 40, or number 43 or number 44 around that area? So over there he brings from the Bach. The line starts with the word Lanias Daiti. In the middle of that line is a full stop, and I'm carrying on from there. Vidaoid, you should know as well. He adds the following point. The Kosava Bach, the Bach writes, the Imoyo Roiv Shir Hadas Ovois, if the majority of the Hadas is Ovois, Ovois is the opposite of Hadas Shoite, if it's good, it's triple. Afshu Godel Meoid, even if it's a very long Hadas, Loi Ba'inon, we don't need, She Roiv Godloi Ba'ovois, we don't need the whole, shir, we don't need what we call the 25 centimeters. Ela, only Roiv Shi'uroi. The roiv of dash of the shear, the roiv of the shear, which of course means the hainu korov l'shnei tefachim, which is closer to tefachim, what would be now this, the equivalent of 17 centimeters. So you don't need to go according to. So if you've got that very large hadas, very long hadas, you don't need to have, if you want it to be kosher, ideally you should have the whole thing, but yeah, if it's the roiv of the shear, which means what we call 17 centimeters, that's fine, although it's not the major, it's not 51% of the whole 50 centimeter. Which is a bit color, and I think it's very important to know that. So you always need to look out for 17 centimeters of ovois, and if the rest of it is hadas shoyta, it doesn't matter. So you need to have, just to recap that, you need to have 17 centimeters of looking like picture number two over here in the earlier page. 17 centimeters like that. Now, let me ask you another question. Can you please look at the picture over here? If you don't mind staying in a minute, on the page 228, can you look at picture 46? Now, over there is something interesting, which is actually very, very common. You have over here, what the picture is trying to demonstrate is that you've got over here a problem that some of it is where the arrow is pointing, that means that it's ovois. It's a nice part of the hadas. Where there's no arrow, you've got over there a problem that it's not ovois. It's hadas shoyta. So you've got over here something which is, you may have, if you add it all up, which I didn't, but that's what the picture is trying to do. If you add it all up, you're going to have 17 centimeters. You're going to have the majority of the hadas, which is actually good. But you know what? It's spread out. It's not in one go. That's very common. You're going to have 2 centimeters, like a few stems, which are fine. And then 4 stems, which are no good. They are out of shape. But then you go higher up, and then you have another 3 centimeters, which are fine. And then you have a couple of stems which are off. And then you go further up and it's spread out. If you count it all together, you're going to have the roif. You're going to have the 17 centimeters. But they're not in one stretch. Is that okay or not? And that's very, very common. You can have the majority, but they're not connected. What would you have said? Problem. Not a problem. What do you, Taina? Doesn't make it should be okay, even if it's not together.
Either you've got the right
or you have. Either you have the right or you don't. Yeah. Gideon? Yeah, you have the shit. So comes in the bialoch over here, and this is...
Well, remember yesterday they had something about the appearance. Different appearance or something.
I don't remember.
With regards to... What we learned yesterday was
the Lulav,
if the appearance is different.
Yeah.
Shinui Mara or something.
Yeah,
Shinui Mara,
yeah.
So if you've got Shinui Mara, there's an argument to say that you've got a conglomeration of problematic
altogether.
Okay. Shinui
Mara, whereas if you've got it equally, you're saying that it's not Shinui Mara. Okay, let me see what the Bialoch says over here. We're just carrying on from where we stopped earlier. The I'm a Brima Godim. See what the Brima Godim writes. Shemistapek, who is in doubt. The Prima Godim, one of the greatest Achronim, is in doubt. In Mahani, if it suffices. Yeah, I'm still in that Bialoch over there, 2 to 8, yeah? I'm a Prima Godim, Shemistapik in Mahani, if it helps, Afilim and Mefuzorin, if it's spread out, Be'orich Hadas, throughout the length of the Hadas, does it help, yes or no? Oy Dafka, or maybe specifically, Imem Al Kolponi, Be'mokam Echad, they all need to be in one place. So the Prima Godim is in unsure. And then the last, final few words of the Bialoch, which are so helpful, v'abikur Yaakov meikel gam bezeh. And the Bikur Yaakov is Och Laner, one of the greatest poskim when it comes to Hilchas Avaminim. The Bikur Yaakov is meikel. And this is what many, many poskim and many boxed hadassim, they rely on this Bialoch. That's where it's coming from. You can have spread out, you can have hadassim, which look at first glance, they look pretty bad. But when you actually add up the stems, you add up, you're going to get to a roiv. But again, it's again based on the previous bialoch as well. You don't need the roiv of the whole, you need roiv of the whole adas if it's a lot longer than 30 centimeters. All you need is to have 17 centimeters added up of hadas ovois as opposed to hadas shot. 17 centimeters, that's what the post came on. So you're going to have pretty much a hadas which looks like picture 46. And it's still going to be on a mehuda box. And it's fine based on this bialocha. Now I'm going to add at this point something which is important to know, that some contemporary poskim are not so thrilled about this bialocha's last psak over here, about the Bikur Yaakov, and they are a little bit more reluctant to be maker. Rav Osner has been quoted in saying that ultimately over here it's a sofik in a deraisa. Ovois is a sofik in a deraisa. If it's not ovois, if it's a dashoite, it's nothing. So he said, since it's a sofik d'oraisa, so maybe it's kenat to be machmir. So there is poskim. I just want to add, although it sounds like from the bialocha he's mekel, sounds like he's mekel, but there is definitely contemporary poskim who are not so confident in being lenient on the second aspect of the bialocha. The first one, I think pretty much everybody agrees, but the second point that we just discussed now, picture 46, there is poskim who are a little bit unhappy to be relying on that, but that's definitely it certainly sounds like the bialocha is mekel. Yeah. Yeah, covering up. A thick and therefore covering up the... Yeah. Because it's as if the whole thing is... The branch is thickly covered from all the sides. Yeah. Yeah, that's the halach of the Hadas Shoyte and this the two famous psokim from the Bialoch over here. Okay, does that all make sense? Yeah. They were relying on this. And if you... You can do. There'll be, in my experience, I personally do look at them, I have a quick glance, but I must say that there's a chazoka. There's definitely a chazoka that they have been preceded by Talmidei Chachamim, they've been looked at by Talmidei Chachamim, definitely, and they go with this bialocha. They go with this bialocha. That's what they write, that they say that officially, that they're relying on this bialocha, which is fine. Bialocha pasuk like that, there's nothing wrong with it. But I do have a quick glance, just to double check that I personally look that it's not broken or something like that, or that it's not, hasn't dried out in the meantime. I'm going to speak about Yahweh shortly. So just but on the whole, with regards to ovois, that's what they're relying on. Yeah. Okay. I just want to point out one point before we move on with Yovesh, which we might not have time tonight, but one point I just wanted to add is what's the halacha, what do you think would be the halacha with regards to if you've got an hadas, which is not really hadas shoite, which is fine, it's growing nicely, but what happened was that it fell off, it got knocked off. Or you know what, you put it into the, you know, into the kosher clay, in the lulav, you know, you put that, you probably don't use it. Do you use it? Kosher clay.
Yeah, I'm using it.
Okay, good. So if you have that, and often the leaves come off, inevitable, right? They're going to fall off. What happens if you are, not just the bottom few came off, but right across, you've got the majority of them falling off. You've got a roiv of falling off. Is that a problem or not? It's a problem. So if only some fall off, is that a problem as well? How does that go? Is it the same halachas then that that's, that we just spoke about hadas shoyte, or is it slightly different? Is it the same halachas than hadas shoyte or not? So the poskim say that it's actually a bit different because hadas shoyte is something which is naturally wrong. It's like the wrong type of hadas. If something was once initially a good hadas and some fell off, even if a lot of them fell off, it still doesn't passel it completely. It won't passel it so quickly. It's true, if roiv is off, you may get into trouble. But if just some of them fell off, it's not really a problem because it's not considered hadas shoyte. It's not considered hadas shoyte. You'll need to have probably roiv. A roiv meaning two out of the three leaves coming off. That only then you're going to get into real trouble. But, so the point I'm making is that this is not, the halacha of leaves coming off is not the same halacha than the hadas shoyte. Hadas shoyte is more severe and is worse because it may be the wrong type of hadas. As opposed to if the leaf fell off, that means that it was really good. That's just some fell off. Then it's just a different air of halacha, which is more lenient. Okay. Right. Because if something is considered a hadas shoyte, then you've got literally the wrong end of the stick. You're wrong chefetz. You've got the wrong end of the stick. Yeah. As opposed to over here, it's the right hadas, but you need that it becomes possible if a very substantial amount of leaves come off, which is going to be two out of three. So you're going to have really like just hardly a couple of couple of leaves here, a couple of leaves there, and that otherwise it doesn't become possible. So it's not as bad. Okay, fine. We'll stop. We'll carry it. Thank you very much.